Thank you for calling customer services. My name is Deja. How may I help you?
Hello. Yeah, my name is Samuel Cardelfit. I see the email. It sent me from Federal Credit Union, State Department.
I'm sorry?
I see one transaction look like I'm not really recognized.
Okay. Well, may I please have your zip code to better assist you?
Yeah, my zip code is 20010.
Thank you so much. And may I please have your first and last name?
Yeah, my first name is Amilcar, and my last name is Delcy.
All right, thank you so much. And you did say your zip code was 20013?
No, 200. It's like 20 or 210.
So 20010?
Yes.
All right. And you did say it was Amilcar Del Cid?
Yeah, that's me.
All right. I do see an account under your name. For security purposes, could you verify your shipping address?
Yeah, my address is 3435 Holmes Place, Northwest, apartment 503, Washington, D.C., and the zip code is 20010.
All right, thank you so much. And I do see here that you paid shipping and handling of $7.95 for a smartwatch. I do also see that you were charged $54.97. That is because in the terms and conditions, it stated that you will all be, I'm sorry. In the terms and conditions, it stated that you will be charged $54.95 after 48 hours or so. And once you're charged, you will receive an email with a $125 gift card to buy from their gadget store. It is $54.97 a month until you cancel your account.
No, I didn't use that. I didn't pay that.
So you didn't pay shipping and handling for the smartwatch?
No, I buy a watch, but I pay with my debit card. That's for the Wells Fargo.
Yes, so that's why you were charged the $54.97 as well.
Yeah, but it's not from this account. Not from this account.
Well, I see that the card is a Visa, and the last four digits is 4968.
Yeah, that's my Visa. But this is my credit card. I'm not paying that. I buy a watch from Amazon, but I use my Visa, my other debit card, not this one.
Well, it says here when you pay the shipping and handling for the smartwatch, you use the Visa with the last four digits, 4968.
Okay, when that happened?
January the 26th of this year.
January the 26th?
Yes.
I'm not use this card for that.
All right. Well, would you like for me to cancel your account to stop all future payments?
Yes, because I'm not use this. I see two transactions. One is the from $7.95.
Yes, that's what you paid shipping and handling for the smartwatch.
And I see $54.97. I didn't pay this.
I'm not sure what you mean, sir.
I'm gonna use this transaction.
Sir, the reason why you were charged $54.97 is because in the terms and conditions, I'm not sure if you read it or not, but it stated that after 48 hours because you paid shipping and handling for the smartwatch. You will also be charged $54.97, and you will receive a $125 gift card every month until you cancel your account.
I will not receive anything.
It will go to your email, adelcid1969@aol.com. You should have received it on the 30th of January.
I never see anything. I can look at it, but I don't see anything.
Okay, yes, sir. Well, I went ahead and canceled your account, and I also have your cancellation number. Please let me know when you're ready for it.
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, it's C as in cat, 258.
Okay.
859.
Okay.
990.
Okay.
All right, was there anything else I can help you with?
No, okay, my account, you say, is canceled. What can I do for reopening?
Well, once we cancel your account, we're unable to uncancel your account. If you want to make a new account and get another item, you will have to go to their website.
I don't want to know item. I didn't use this card for pay anything.
Okay, well, sir.
Only the transaction ID with this card, I don't know if you can see that transaction for $235.
No, sir.
It's all the way in the end. That was in December 26th.
No, sir. That could have been another company.
No, I pay $235 with this card on the Panam supermarket.
Okay.
That's only transaction I did it.
Okay, well, I can't do anything about that charge from the supermarket, but this charge was $7.95.
I'm not asking you to do anything. Only I tried to tell you, only the transaction I did it is that transaction. And I pay all the months what I'm supposed to pay. That's all. But at this transaction for $54, I never did it.
Well, sir, by paying the shipping and handling for the watch, you will automatically be charged $54.97.
I don't know what part you don't understand me. I'm not receive anything. I'm not do this transaction.
Well, sir, you said that you were going to check your email to see if it was there. I don't know if you checked it or not, but it should be in your email.
I'm going to look at it. But I'm going to stop by in one of these locations to give me more information, because the way you tell me, like whatever you did, just only cancel my account, that's all.
Yes, is that what you wanted?
Yeah, because, I mean, how somebody can use my account?
No, sir. No one's using your account. You were the one that made this payment. When you paid the shipping and handling of $7.95 for the smartwatch, I'm not sure if you read the terms and conditions or not. You may have forgot about it, but it stated that after 48 hours of you having this account, because you paid shipping and handling, you will be charged $54.97. And you will receive an email with a $125 gift card every single month until you call to cancel your account. I canceled your account. I was assuming that's what you wanted.
No, it's okay. So, well, if we, I don't know. What can I do, really? Just opening.
Open what, sir?
Hmm?
Open what, sir?
open the account that was just you cancel.
Sir, we can't reopen accounts. Once we cancel it, it's, you know, completely canceled. If you want a new account with this company, you'll have to go to their website.
For what company?
It's Factory Direct Savings.
No, no, no. I don't want it. That. I want it, the account you canceled is the State Department credit card. That's the one you canceled?
No, sir. I do not have access to your card.
Oh, okay. Well, whatever. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Was there anything else I could help you with?
No, thank you. Bye.
Thank you for calling customer service. Have a wonderful day.